Thank you, Mike. That was great. Did you guys enjoy that? Guess that means yes. Cool. So what is this week? Spring break. What does that mean? Yeah, you guys are, man, you guys are sharp. Somebody's sharp out there. Somebody is sharp. Yes, anybody enjoying their spring break? Yeah? Who thinks they're having the best spring break in this room? Anybody? Anybody in here think they're having the best spring break? Bob, what's so great about your spring break? Yeah. You can do that all the time, though, right? But you've been just doing it especially a lot on this spring break week. Cool. Anybody else? Anybody doing anything cool this week? I guess not, or you wouldn't be here, right? I don't know. I mean, not that this isn't cool. I mean, this is cool. Yeah. Is it hot in here? It is a little warm, right? Yeah, I'm going to just pause for a second. Yeah, it's on, but it's still hot. Okay, sorry. All right, well, maybe with that big offering we took up tonight, we can buy some new air conditioners or something. Anyway, you guys hear the announcements for this week? Were you guys paying attention? Who knows what March 23rd is? Guys, basketball night. You guys like to hoop? Who likes to hoop out there? Hank, are you a big hooper? Okay, well, if you guys are, enjoy basketball or whatever, come out Friday, March. I know you are, Ruben. I know you're a balla. He's a balla. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not, but I'm going to be there acting like I know what I'm doing, getting carpet burns and rope burns and whoa, I don't know. In my basketball attire. But yeah, come out Friday, March 23rd. That's not this Friday, but next Friday, okay? So next Friday night, 7 o'clock, come out, guys. We're going to play some basketball. Invite your friends if they like to play basketball. Anybody have any friends who like to play basketball? What about Casey? He likes to play basketball. Yeah, okay. And then we're going to have a volleyball night March 30th, okay? So all the volleyball fanatics in the house. Hank, you like volleyball? Okay, well. Ruben, you big volleyball fan? No? Mike's a volleyball fan? We got some volleyballers. I don't know. Okay. Ballers. So that's not this Friday, but the following Friday. And now, if you're in high school, I'd like you to stand up. Stand to your feet. Arise and shine, for your light has come. High schoolers, this announcement is for you, okay? Say, this announcement is for me. Say, this announcement is for me. Okay. We're going to start having a small group for you guys on Sunday, March 25th at Marissa Rogers' house. We're going to have a small group get together, hang out, powwow, rub some shoulders, get down to the nitty-gritty of what God's doing in our lives. Okay, so that's Sunday, March 25th. 6 p.m., Marissa Rogers' house. We'll give you a little flyer about that later because I know you were all just worried about standing up and you weren't actually listening to what I was saying. So we'll get some flyers for you, but that's not this Sunday, but next Sunday, okay? Great. I'm excited about small groups. I think it's going to be great. I was thinking for a better name. I don't like the name small groups, so I was thinking Pequeños. I don't know. What do you guys think? It's just like, dude, I didn't see you at Pequeño last night. What's the deal? What do you guys think about that? If you like that idea, raise your hand. I got a better idea. If you like that idea, don't raise your hand. Great. Awesome. Pequeños it is. Chiquitos, tortillas, sheeps. Okay. Great. I'm enjoying spring break. I don't get to take off. But it's a little bit quieter around here because we have a school here. And since there's not like 40 kids under the age of 8 running around screaming all day, stinking up the hall with their sweaty bodies, like playground stink. Like every day after lunch, like 1 p.m., yep, playground stink. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's just kids, they've been on the playground playing. And then they sweat, and then they stink. Do you guys under playground stink? So anyway, I'm enjoying my break, spring break from playground stink. Do you guys enjoy this game up here? Anybody get any money? Dinero? Yeah, I was going to say pesos, but I knew that wasn't quite right. Dinero. Anybody? Who was the big winner out here? Bob? $3? Anybody beat $3? There's still like $2 up here under this leaf that nobody's seen. No. Psych. It's kind of quiet. It's like the night before Christmas. Is it quiet at your house the night before Christmas? Yeah. There's not a stirring. There's not even a rustle. Anybody in here named Russell? There's not even a rustle in here. So if you're wondering at this point, did this guy even prepare anything to speak tonight? Is he just stalling? The answer is yes. I did prepare something. I did. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to hear what I have to say tonight? Everybody's just kind of quiet. This kind of quiet vibe. Ooh, some noise in the back. So I guess since you guys are quiet tonight, I guess I'll talk a little more quiet tonight too, if that's all right. Is that okay with you guys? So tonight I was gonna talk about red words. Red words. I don't think the projectionist can hear me, so I'm gonna have to speak up a little bit more. There, can you hear me there? Good. So tonight I was just going to speak. Only one person thinks this is funny, so I'm just gonna stop. Oh man, and that's me. So tonight, for a little while, before you get back to your spring break, we're going to talk. That clock is wrong. Nobody set that clock right. We should start all over like it was 7 o'clock. What do you guys think about that idea? Where's Justin? Dude, let's do this. Okay. Nobody went for that. You guys enjoying the time change? Oh. I like it. You get to stay up later, right? You guys don't go to bed when it gets dark? Okay, well, whatever. I used to have to do that when I was 0. All right, so tonight, just for a little bit, we're going to be talking about red words. Red words. Now, what are red words? Anybody care to take a stab at that? Bloody words? It's kind of close. That'd be like if you were English. Like, man, those are some bloody words or something. I don't know. You know? You say bloody a lot if you're English. I've seen that on TV, so I know it's true. Now, what does that mean? What do you think that means? Anybody have one of these things here? What are they? El Biblia? El Biblia, Biblia Loco? I don't know. The Holy Bible. Anybody have a? If you have your Bible, hold it up high. Wave it to me like you're proud. There we go. Got ladies reaching for their purses. You didn't have your sword ready. Don't even bother. You don't even know where it's at in that thing. Red words. Now, my Bible comes with this nifty little feature. And if I can find it here. There we go. the words are red or rojo for rojo for some of you guys who I like to flaunt my Spanish vocabulary when I'm able to, and I'm able to right now, which is rojo. Red words. Okay, Jesus' words are in red. Now, why did they make them red? I don't know. I think maybe just because it was cheaper ink, or I don't know. I think it'd be cool if Jesus' words were in green. But they're not. Okay, so we just won't even go there. They're in red. And Jesus had some revolutionary things to say, some things that were shocking, that kind of blew people's minds, so to speak, when he was teaching. And so we're going to look at some of these red words tonight. But I want you to understand something. Did you guys ever diagram sentences in school? You guys do that? You pick out the noun, you pick out the prepositions, and you put them under the lines, and then you pick out like your verb, and it's a linking verb, or an, what's a different kind of verb? Action verb. Okay. You guys know what action verbs are, A-V. Tonight, we're going to be looking at some of Jesus' action verbs, some of his action words. These are the words that when he spoke them, they required us to do them or act, take action, to follow through with them. So I've got four words for you guys tonight. Okay? Uno, dos, tres. Cuatro. Cuatro, how do you say words in Spanish? Cuatro words for you guys tonight. But before I give you the words, and I can tell you guys are excited. You're all sitting on the edge of your seat in anticipation for what? Check. 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 For what these four words might be. But before I get to the four words, I would like my illustrious leaders that we had stand up. I'd like for them to join me here in the balloon massacre that lieth before me. Come forth, leaders. Melody and Heather, why don't you join us? Joy, why don't you join me? Leaders. Leaders. How many do we have? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven, twelve, thirteen, fourteen. 14. Okay, and how many people are out here tonight? Sorry, I should have planned this better. 24? 26. Man, that is perfect. That is super cool. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have leadership pairs, and this just works out like so perfectly. Justin, you're with Dave. Cassandra, you're with Michael. Melody, Heather, you guys are together. And then everybody else who is Joy and Crystal, Michelle and Tom. All right, Mark and Mike. Okay. Now, go, leaders, go pick two people to be in your group. Just two. Just two. Just pick two people to be in your group. This isn't like kickball or anything. You're not getting picked last. Yeah, each group pick four people. I'm demonstrating my mathematical prowess to you guys tonight. Hey, the first word, we can leave the music, it's fine. The first word we're doing tonight is the word follow. Okay? Jesus said in Luke 9:23, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross daily, and follow. Check, check. Going out? Check. All right, so groups, you guys can discuss that for about 5 minutes. Okay. The next action word that Jesus gave us was to forgive. And we find that in Matthew 6, 14, and 15. And Jesus said, "If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins." About 1 minute. 1 minute. Now, notice in this verse that it says, if you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. It's kind of intense. Okay, let's... one thing on the forgiveness side of things. This verse says, if you don't forgive others the things they've done to you, God won't forgive your sins. And Cassie said, so if you never forgive somebody, that means you're going to hell. I think the point that God's trying to make here is the things that other people do to us are so insignificant compared to the sins that we have against God. And if we can't forgive people the petty things that they've offended us with, how can we expect God to forgive us the huge, enormous sins that we have sinned against Him? I think that's just the point that Jesus was trying to make. Anyway, on to the next action word, serve. Mark 10, 43 and 45. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be the slave of all. For even I, the Son of Man, came here not to be served, but to serve others and to give my life as a ransom for many. Go. Okay, let's move on to our final action verb from Jesus. This is the word. Well, let's see if you can figure out the word. But seek ye first his kingdom, and these things will be added unto you. This word is seek. Go. All right. How about you guys say a quick word of prayer with each other, and you will be dismissed.
That we're bound together.